So I thank God for being tall. It's been a blessing. It wasn't so good at school when all the children used to run around me and say, oh, you know, make fun of the height that I was. But as I grew up and got into the bigger classes and they were coming up to the same height as me, it was very pleasant to be, very nice to be tall. Bless you all. Any short people here today, I bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, we just open this time for seeking your face and asking for your provision, your blessing, and your help. We thank you that you're always there to help us. You're a great God. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I was born in a Christian home. For those that are intrigued, I'm 77 years of age. And I've experienced the grace and the mercy of God for all those years. My father started a mission in New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, in 1948. And we had a lot of missionaries come to our home, and I was very thankful for that experience of hearing about the missionary's heart and them wanting to learn and go to Papua New Guinea. Most of them came from Switzerland and they were learning English, and what they speak up there in PNG is Pidgin English. So they were learning the language as best they could in the few months that they stayed with us and then headed off to the station. When I was 19, I went to the mission station in New Guinea, and I felt an impression upon my heart that that was something that God wanted me to continue to do one day in my life. But in my home, it was a very quiet home. Dad had his church next door to the house where we lived, and it was called the Missionary Church. And that's where I played the organ and sat quietly. And there's not a lot of communication in our home, unfortunately, as children. We grew up in a very quiet home. And when I got to school, I did the leaving certificate, and I failed in English. English was not a good subject for me. And so I could not go to university. I had to pass English. So I had to repeat, which was unexpected and was quite a difficult thing for me to go through that year of repeat. I had no clue what to do when I left school. We were chosen from different schools to go to Sydney Technical High School to become manual arts teachers, teaching technical subjects. But one thing that I knew, as most of the rest of the class, we didn't know, we didn't want to become school teachers. I don't think anyone out of that class became a school teacher. I don't think not one. But we're sitting in this class and I'm coming to the end of the year and no idea what to do. And so the class was invited to go and see the careers advisor. The only problem was that the careers advisor wasn't well thought of amongst that class. They thought it's a waste of time to go and see him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So they started going through the class. My name's Broughton B. So early on I realised that my name had been missed out off the calling. So they overlooked my name and they kept going right through the class. And I was sort of quite happy about that because they said it was a waste of time. They were coming back saying it's a waste of time, no use seeing him. And so I thought, well, I've won a little prize here. I don't have to see him. I'm just going to sit quiet and let them go. But maybe they'll remember that they've forgotten my name and they'll come back. So they went through the whole class. My name is missed out. And about 2 or 3 days later, an impression comes to me that I I really don't know what to do when I leave school. This is the second go at the leaving certificate, which is what they call now the HSC, and I don't know what to do. So I thought I should go and see him. So I went and knocked on his door. And he's come in, you know, opened my file, and he said, "Oh, English problem, huh? English, I'm very good at math, but English no good," he said. He said, "I've just had a man come to my door. He's only just left. He's looking for someone from this school to become a civil engineer, a structural engineer designing buildings." He said, "There's his card, giving you his card. You go and see him. He has a job for you, and he'll put you through university, and you'll become a consulting structural engineer." You see how God works, my friend. So I went to his office. He wasn't there. His person working with him said, "Yes, we're expecting you. There's a job for you. You start on such and such a date." And I went through university, became an engineer, and then I started my own business in engineering, and that gave me the ability to design what is now called Maru Christian Centre. My friends, that's the way God works. Anyone in that class could have got that job. We're all qualified to receive that job. But in my name being missed out, and me then feeling inside that I needed to go and see this man just short time after the engineer had been there to leave his card, God had that job for me. So I encourage anyone here, I don't know whether there's school-aged children here doing your HSC, but God has a plan. God has a plan. And that plan will be worked out in the entirety and the fulfillment, the fullness of what his plan is for your life, as you trust him, as you obey him, and as you wait for him to speak. I feel very much at home. This is the first time I have preached for 1 year and 2 months. I have not preached in all that time. And I have felt, when I went to the conference, Come Lord Jesus conference last weekend, and I saw Pastor Paul and Pastor Mia, I was so blessed. I felt like I'd found my lost son. That it had been a long time, and I don't know how long, but it had been a long time. We used to see each other quite regularly. But something happened in my heart. And coming here this morning, I feel like I've come home. I feel so blessed that there's something that God is doing amongst us that I'm sensitive about and understanding, trying to understand what is God doing. Because he's been wanting me to change. And it's not easy to change, particularly as we get older and we get used to doing certain things and operating a certain way. And so what I would say is that there's a routine of life. And it doesn't always measure to what God desires for us to become and to do. He wants to shift us out of things that we might be accustomed to that have we become used to. Becomes a pattern of our life, and we don't want to let go of certain things and certain ways of doing things. But God is moving me on, you know, to something that doesn't just become a routine of life, but something is by the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit, we can say, this is what God wants in my life. This is where he wants me to go. This is what he wants me to do. I'm blessed with your testimony, my dear sister. Thank you. He wants to move us out of our comfort zone move us out of things that we're so accustomed to. We just sit there and we do it and we do this and we do that. And God's been really challenged me even as far as Maru is concerned. And that's where I feel as a family that there are things that we will be involved in to the glory of God. Amen. Not for ourselves, but for the glory of God. Hallelujah. A change has to take place. A change is taking place. And I give God the glory and thanks for that, because there are things that we cannot do on our own. We need each other. We need Him more than ever before. And we are going to move in the direction that He has faithfully. You know, I say that time in that school setting, even through the difficulties of that year, that was a very difficult year, very lonely year, God was still working. And God is working in each of our hearts, each of our lives, for His purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. And Maru is, they call me Maru, so don't worry about it. But a change is happening. It's already happening. To change from just going through the motions of being a venue, being something that someone can come to and do what they want to do, to be what the original vision was, a place of healing, a place of prayer, a place of ministering God's word with signs and wonders, a place where people will sit up and take notice and say something is happening. This is a place of God's presence. Hallelujah. How many were at the prayer sessions there this last week? Phew, look at that, eh? God bless you. And just to see the fervency and the aspect of prayer increasing and seeing what God is able to do. I don't know where all those people came from. I don't know how you were able to be there. But God got you there. And it was such a blessing, because we are carrying an anointing of God's presence. And we want to see a cleansing. We want to see people set free. We want to see the presence of God manifest in fullness. Hallelujah. Amen. So that we see what God can do in a person's life. Hallelujah. That He is changing us and transforming us and bringing us into His own likeness by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So thank you for coming. And thank you for being a part of what we see as this change taking place in our lives. I see you as my family. I see you that we belong to one another. That we're not separated. That we're going to be closer than ever before in the days ahead as God continues to work in us for His kingdom purpose. And I've been so blessed. We came to the Come Lord Jesus conference. We didn't expect to be there. I don't know how we got there, but by supernatural God's mission, God's purpose, we ended up being there, and then all of this has happened since then in just one short week. And so I need to be very sensitive to the way God is leading, God is moving, God is directing, God is showing, God is enabling us to come into a place of greater grace and greater fullness of what He is showing to us and leading us into. Hallelujah. Great days ahead, my friends. Great days in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of things that are happening all over the world. We will trust God. We will follow God. We will serve God. We will see the purposes of God fulfilled. Hallelujah. And even though the enemy in our lives at times has tried to, he's always trying to deflect us and take us away to some other place, we will know the place of God in our lives, the purposes of God being fulfilled and the plan of God being realized, not just in our lives, but even in a place such as Maru, you know, given to the body of Christ by the Lord Jesus Christ. We had no idea. It was supposed to be a little family retreat with a little broken down house on it that we could just go and spend a weekend or two. That's the original thought. But then in 1975, I had an encounter with the living God. And friends, if there's anything that I ask for God to give to you and to give to me, is a fresh encounter with a living God. There's nothing in this world to compare with it. There's nothing to compare with God coming and coming into a heart that is sort of empty and broken and doesn't know what to do, doesn't know where to go. But God will ensure and give us faith and give us strength to say, this is what I want you to do. Amen. And so everything started. And we owned the property for about 4 years when that happened to me. Didn't know what to do. But then God began to show what his purpose for the place was. Isn't that amazing when I think back? To think that you have a place and you don't know what it's for. But you know it's there. And then we've seen it increase. We've seen the property increase from a smallish property to 3 times the size now. In the purposes and the work of God, showing, indicating, and showing us the future, the plans that he has. So this morning I come to you with a humble and a heart, thankful heart, to say that God, he is God. He is God. Amen. He's a wonderful God. He's a mighty God. Yes. He's the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Yes. And he's the only one that we can put our trust in. Yes. And he will steer us. He will guide us. He will show us his mighty presence. And he will lead us in the righteous path. So we're asking for Maru to change. We're asking for the whole aspect of Maru to change. And that we'll come into a place where the favour of God, the smile of God, the presence of God, the purposes of God, everything that can be done shall be in line with the will of God. And we'll see his kingdom come, his will being done on earth, in that place, as it is in heaven. So I bless you this morning. God knows where he's taking us. But I just want to get to know you more, get you into our hearts with my dear wife, Pastor Cynthia. She could not come this morning. She's quite wearied with what's been happening, and I bless her in Jesus' name. We're going to get to know you real, real good. Real good. And it's just that the purpose of God in all of our lives can be fulfilled and can be realized in a very firm and wonderful way. So God bless you. We'll just open our Bibles, shall we, to when God is doing a new thing, it's not all that easy, is it, eh? John chapter 14. John 14 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It says in verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. I want to thank God this morning that he has a place. He has a place. He has a place for you. He has a place for me. He has a place for this church. We're not alone. We're not operating alone. We're not operating as an individual. By His grace, He has brought us to His kingdom for such a time as this. We are a people that God can birth things through. We are a people that He can do something new and something fresh through. Hallelujah. And He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. That's not just in the place of heaven. That is a place right here and now. It's a place for Him to show His grace, His love and His mercy to us. And show us what to do in His name. Hallelujah. I thank God for that place. I thank God for that place of rest. I thank God for that place of miracles. I thank God for that place where He will show His greatness, show His goodness, show His mercy upon our lives as a day-by-day experience. We had a girl come to Maru in the early days, just in the first year or two, and she'd suffered a serious accident on a trampoline. She'd severely damaged her back. She could barely walk. She was coming to the church and just laying down on an equipment mattress on the floor just to get some ease from the pain. And she came to Maru for a Christmas camp in the early 80s. And there she was in pain, not able to do very much, just sit quietly with her two walking sticks. And she asked one afternoon to be baptized in the swimming pool there. And so we had a door that we had a spare door, and we laid her on the door and we lowered her into the water and we baptized her on this door. And we weren't expecting, I have to admit to you, we weren't expecting that she would receive a miracle. We were just baptizing this semi-crippled lady about 18 years of age, lying on the door, lowering her into the water. She got out. She was just the same, but she'd been baptized and she was walking around in great pain for the rest of the afternoon. That night, there was a meeting in the auditorium there, and the preacher asked for those that had back conditions to come out. And she lined up with a lot of other people that were at the meeting. And he came and prayed for her. And the Lord graciously allowed me to be standing just about 1 meter behind her. And when the preacher came and laid his hands on her for her healing, I heard with these ears a very distinct 5 clicks. Happened down her spine. I'll never forget it. When he'd finished praying, she was healed. She sat down on the chair. She got her left walking stick and cracked it over her leg. She got the right walking stick and she cracked it over her leg. The next morning, she was playing tennis on the tennis court. Wow. A miracle. That's what I'm waiting for. Yes. Miracle after miracle of God's grace and favour upon people. A little while after that, my father was a bricklayer. And every school holidays when I was a child, I carried bricks. Lots of bricks. Thousands of bricks. One day, my father, we counted up the bricks that he'd laid in one day. Today, a bricklayer will lay about 300 bricks in one day. And that day, my father laid 1,200 bricks. And this little boy, probably about this high, used to carry the bricks from the stack and then have to throw them up onto the scaffold to the voice that I was hearing, more bricks, more mud, more bricks, more mud. I had my back was pretty damaged. And I used to have to roll out of bed and climb up the wall basically to get vertical. And in that same hall, a preacher came, and I remember again for those with back problems. And I went out, not with great faith or great believing, but I went out. And I came back again. Didn't feel anything, didn't really understand. But about a day later, my back. I think my back's been healed. My back had been healed. That's over 35 years ago. I have not had one single problem with my back. I've carried lots of things since then, including bricks and heavy loads, no problem. Not only that, but how it happened I don't know, but I've not had a headache in 35 years. Not one headache. So there must have been some link between my back and the headache, because they've all gone. I just share this with you because my heart is for healing. My heart is to see people healed. My heart is to see God respond to the cry of our heart, to times when we don't know what's going on, but God knows. He has a place of healing. He has a place of His presence, a place of His power. Hallelujah. I'm sure that girl that was crippled didn't expect fully that she would be mightily and powerfully healed that night. But God did it. Just like that. I heard the five clicks. Click, 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 click. Just like that. And her spine was made whole. Yeah, this is what we're about, my friends. We're not here just to sit and just go through the motions and say, well, we had a good time at church this morning. It was really nice. Everything was good. We're here to exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name that is above every name, that at that name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God the Father, and put the devil to flight, hallelujah, and say, God, You reign, hallelujah. You are in charge. You are doing what You do, and we are here as willing servants to obey Your voice and see Your kingdom come. Hallelujah. This is a new day, my friend. This world is in turmoil. I don't need to go through all of that stuff. Just to know that God is God. And we are serving this living God. We are serving this mighty God. We are serving this powerful God, hallelujah, that can set us free and take away everything that has been binding us and keeping us held down. We are seeing our lives being set free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I've got water here somewhere. This one here. I've got three bottles here I can choose from. So it's like as if really, if I might say, it's like there's a fresh start. It's a turnaround. It's not just trying to cast us away a few little... Everything is becoming new. Everything. Amen. We are not going to be the same as we are. Amen. Everything is changing. I said to my brother, oh, he used to be 6'5", now I'm 6'4". Hallelujah. In a couple of years' time, you can come and put the measure in. I might be 6'3". But you know, those things don't worry me. I don't care where I live. Do you know that? Doesn't bother me if I live in this house, I prefer a house. But I don't care where the roof is. I don't care what sort of a house it is. I've not grown to want things like that. You know, people say here in my father's house are many mansions, and we think, ooh, that's pretty good. No. My friend, it's a place. It's a place of his presence. It's a place of his mighty power. You're not going to worry about your house. You're not going to worry about those things that you might feel in the past you became attached to. We want to become attached to him. And let him fill us with his presence. Let him fill us with his power. Let him fill us with healing so that what we have inside of us, we can give to others that are in so much need of it. And the blessing of the Lord is that we are going to be able to go in that ministry and serving him above all else. It doesn't matter about the lesser things. There are so many lesser things that we can involve ourselves in. I'm speaking to myself at the moment. Lesser things, things that don't really matter. But let's give God the glory because he has great things for us to accomplish in his name. We've been at Maru now for 37 and a half years, getting close to 40 years. It's not long to go. 40 is very significant. I think of a man at the pool of Bethesda sitting there for 38 years. In that condition, and Jesus walked in and said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" He didn't know who he was speaking to, that man, till later on. And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." What had he been waiting for? He was waiting for someone to help him into the water. But a man came walking to him. He said, "You don't need to go in the water. Just do what I say." And in obedience to the truth of the word of God, Jesus, "You can rise, take up your bed and walk." And what I ask from the Lord today is to release us from all limitation. Release us from everything that would be a distraction. Release us from everything that would take us on another path. But how immediate is the thing that God can do? How immediate, how wonderful it is that he can speak a word to a man. 38 years, I know, is a long time. And yet, at the word of God, he could find strength coming in his legs. He could find strength coming into his ankles. He could say, "I'm responding. There's a response in my being to the word of God. I will arise. I will take up my bed. I will walk because I've heard the word of the Lord." And that's all that matters. You can go to all counseling. You can go to all things to get a response from, and this word and that word, but when Jesus speaks, his word is powerful. His word quickens our spirit. His word brings a response from us. His word will allow us to grow, rise, and become the people that he has called us to become in his mighty name. Hallelujah. Sorry about this. Hallelujah. So this is where we're headed. We're headed to healing. We're headed to a presence of God. We're headed to be filled with his spirit. We're headed to be released from all limitations. That we will not have limitations on our lives. We'll not be limited by finance. Oh boy. One year and 2 months. We are not limited by people's opinion. We will not be not limited by other people's advice. But we will have no limitation on us. We will do the will of God. We will do the will of the Father. We will do what God's asked us to do. We will go where he wants us to go. We will be what he wants us to be. And our feet will be shod with the preparations of the gospel of peace. And say, "God, here I am. I'm ready. I'm willing. Nothing holding me back. Oh, I could tell you story after story of the way God has kept us and kept me. And it's for a purpose. To bring us through. To allow us to rise, shine. Rise, take up your bed and walk. The day of you sitting beside the pool waiting for someone to put you in is over. Jesus says, I'm here to cause my word to work in your life, to bring forth that miracle and that you've longed for in the depths of your heart, where you thought that nobody cared. Nobody was interested. Everybody got in before you. You saw the water stir. You saw revival beginning to happen. And you thought, how can I be a part of this? And you missed out time and time and time again. But one day, Jesus came. You had an encounter with the living God. And he spoke a word to you. And he said, rise, my son. Rise, my daughter. Rise out of that calamity. Rise out of that situation. And I will give you a new heart. I will give you new zeal, fresh vision, fresh understanding. This is the way. Walk ye in it. So I give God the praise and the glory this morning. And I bless you. I honor you, my dear friend. I honor you as a man of God, as a pastor that is doing the work of the Lord in you, my dear sister. I bless you and I honor you both. I was so happy in my heart when I saw you at the conference and I thought, wow, my long-lost son and daughter coming home. And the way God worked it all out was just such a refreshing thing that this is what God can do. My friends, this is what God does. He doesn't want us to have a boring life. Doesn't want us to have a lonely life and a selfish life. He wants us to be engrossed with him and with each other. That we know who he is and we know who we are. And we know how we can blend and bond together in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to work together to see this kingdom fulfilled. And I do bless you. Bless this fellowship. Whatever God is doing here, let it increase. Let it be more than we could have ever hoped or dreamed of, because that's what God is capable of doing. Amen. Let us be released from all limitations. Anything where we feel that we need someone else to put us in the water, God will come and say and speak a word to us and say, rise, take up your breath, your bed and walk. 38 years? You can do it. 37 and a half? You can do it. Getting close. It's here. And by the grace and the mercy and the wonder of God, we will see a move of the Holy Spirit to bring revival to this nation. Amen. To see this nation come to peace in God and see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. The longing of my heart is growing and growing within me to say, let your Spirit move. Let the Spirit of God move. Let revival come to this nation and the nations of the world, that will see God move in a mighty, miraculous way, that we won't have to wait any longer to say, put me in the water. We'll hear the word of the Lord. Revival is here. It's right on our doorstep, my friends. And let's continue to pray to seek God, that his kingdom shall come and his will shall be done here in Australia, in this land. That is what we are there for. That is what we are praying for. The house of prayer is burning with fire from heaven. We are seeing mighty things. And we will see the glory of God descend and fill our hearts and fill that place and fill this place with the glory of Almighty God. I bless you. Thank you.
Honor you too. I think it was exactly 15 years, David,
15,
where
yeah.
We did our first church plan
yeah.
adventure.
Yeah.
I think it was 2002 you came to preach.
Oh, yeah.
And do you, I don't know whether you remember, I do remember, you came from the same text. You preached from the same text.
Really?
Have you been preaching same mess for 15 years?
I don't have that sort of memory, but maybe I've only got one sermon, I don't know. Wow.
Oh, we honor you.
I had four passages here with stickers in them. I didn't use any of them, so there you go.
I think you're exactly the same age as my father.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And David had actually this vision for House of Prayer for now nearly 40 years when the vision was very fresh and very few people caught it.
That's right.
So I see you as a real forerunner in Australia.
Yes.
For the House of Prayer movement.
Yes.
And because David was so ahead of his time, I believe you had to suffer through a lot. And you had to battle through some things and make a trail.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate that you stuck with your call.
Thank you, bro.
And we honor you. I think we will see each other a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah? Amen.
God is joining you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, bro.
We'll pray today. We're going to pray for Maru as well. How many have been to Maru House of Prayer? Yeah, quite a lot. David, look at the hands.
Yeah, I just saw
how
that.
Much.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I think you will see similar response from many, many, many churches.
That's right.
I think countless
Bless
people
you all. Thank you.
Have been blessed because of that. Now, I want to invite my dear brother, Lloyd. He's an elder from Cairns, up in Cairns, where his father, this is quite unique, his father has planted very first indigenous church in Australia, 1965. 61. Oh, 61! Whew! Okay, I wasn't even born then, right? So, and very, very honorable man, close to, Lloyd, would you like to come here? Gavi Kumra, give him a hand. And Gavi Kumra. Brother, it's an honor. It's an honor. Your father is now almost a century.
He'll be 90 in 5 weeks.
90 in 5 weeks. Oh my goodness, yeah.
That's almost unheard of in my people. That's almost unheard of with my people across Australia. That's all almost unheard of. That's almost as scarce as hen's teeth.
It's like I think it reminds me maybe like Billy Graham is still alive, 95, 96. And I believe he's a marker. I believe his passing will be a marker.
Yes.
But your father may be another marker for your people.
Yes. My dad was converted at the age of 11 in 1938. And God instantly, right up in the bush, right up in the far north of Queensland, up in the bush. And in those days, our people were not allowed to go to hospital because Queensland practiced apartheid. You know apartheid?
Segregation, yeah.
It's worse than segregation. It's worse because it's a devil out of hell. Queensland still practices apartheid. It's an unwritten law in the state of Queensland. Apartheid is still practiced across Australia against us. So in those days, our people were not allowed to go to a hospital. So when Dad was converted at the age of 11 in 1938, the Lord, as a young child, gave him a prophetic ministry and a ministry of healing. So as a boy, he would be called upon to go further out in the bush and come into town and pray for white folks and our people that were sick. So he, as a little boy, would go in to their houses or hospital and lay hands on them and heal them in Jesus' name. So he's approaching the end of his days now. He's got 1 foot in heaven and 1 foot here. But I've been reading about heaven since I've come down here. And when I go back up home, I'm going to say, Dad, it's okay now. It's okay. We release you. You go now. You've earned your rest. Not that we want him to go, but he's developing illnesses and sicknesses and diseases now that he's been a very, very fit, strong, healthy man all of his life. And suddenly to see him the last 3 years suffering, it hurts us. So I've got a greater understanding of heaven now since coming here. Coming to the prophetic conference and being out at Maru and waiting on the Lord. Heaven has taken on a new meaning. Yeah.
We met in conference, and I've heard this man praying for the blessing on Australia. And I think some of you have seen such anointing and authority just coming through. Lloyd, you're the eldest son from your family?
Yes.
So it's a first nation, I think, first nation people church, the first church in Australia, 1961. First son, you are the eldest son.
Yes, I am.
His mantle has been passed on to you.
Yes.
So you're the elder in your tribe.
Yes.
Statesman in your tribe. And you came to the conference to bless Australia, and you bless every state. You bless people who have come to live in this land, and I've just felt such an impartation of blessing. And I believe God put you people in Australia to be a blessing, to be a door of blessing, even though we were persecuted, like Abraham were to bless and nations to be blessed through him. And I believe it is such testimony, even though you've been unjustly treated, that you came and blessed us, blessed people, all nations who come to live in this land and share the blessing. And we've been praying that God will move among, there is already three revivals going on.
Yes.
In your people.
Yes, there is.
And when the revival takes place here, it's just, there's no time limit, isn't it?
That's right.
There's a difference between.
Yep. Yep.
I've heard of, I think when I went to some years ago, there was a revival that was about, I think about 20 years ago, and all the pubs are closing down.
That's right.
That kind of thing's happening, radical things happening when revival takes place.
That's right, yep.
Wow. So we are so honored because we've been praying for you that you will be like a lightning rod for Australia.
Amen.
When you receive the visitation of the Holy Spirit, it will flow over over Australia.
Amen. Yeah.
And you are the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
When you bless,
yeah,
the blessing will flow through.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm.
So I really honor you, brother.
Yeah.
And as an elder, you represent the First Nation people. And a lot of us are immigrants here. We come with a goodwill to honor you. And to share the blessing. And we want your blessing. We want you to pray over us. Mm. As an owner of the land. Originally, you know, God entrusted you for a very long time.
Yeah.
Would you be able to do that?
Yes.
And would you also bless our church? Yes. I'd like to be blessed. We like blessing, right? Yes. How often, when is the last time you've been blessed by the First Nation people? First time. It's very special. He's a, you know, his father is like a Billy Graham of First Nation people of Australia.
When my dad was younger, in the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s, we had different peoples, white folks, come around from around the world, Canada, America, Canada, US, New Zealand, came to our church in Cairns, and they heard my dad preach. They said, you're the black Billy Graham.
Oh, wow. There was more of knowledge, but I said the same thing. So, hey, we just love you. I just feel such kindred spirit. And this man carries such authority. When Pastor Frankie met Lloyd many years ago, as soon as he shook his head and said, oh, you're like Moses. And didn't know anything about you. Just, you're like Moses. So we'd like your prayer and blessing over us, over also immigrants, as well as David, the white Australian. You love white Australian too.
Yes. Particularly Maru.
Ah, yes.
Maru.
And also welcome us, immigrants.
Yeah.
As well as bless our church. Because God has sent us from all over the nations to do something in this nation. Would you bless us that we will prosper in God's mission?
Yes. Yeah. I will.
Okay, thank you.
Can I say something? The photograph of the cross of my sister, where is she? I love that photograph because my cry to my Father in heaven for many years is this. Is there a picture of the cross? that you can put up there right now? No? Yeah. When I saw that, I went, oh my Lord. That's the cry of my heart, Father God, that we, us, Gubbi Kumra, we, Lord, I want our people, our nations, our tribes, to become people of the cross. Amen. And I speak now in the name of Jesus that we are the people of the cross. We are the people of, could you say it? We are the people of the cross. We are the people of, come on. We are the people of the cross. We are the people of the cross. We are the people of the cross. And that's exactly my picture of me and how people are nationally going out in the bush and cutting the trees, small trees, little ones, or plastic ones or rubber ones or something, carrying the cross. So when I saw, I was just blessed. I started to weep. Thank you, Lord. And there's a prophetic, there's something happening prophetically here now. You know, the God is moving. He's going to have his way in this nation. Not any other way, but his way. Because this is his land and we are his people. By the way, because of the 9 prophetic meetings that we had with the prophets, and they're following up with Maru, we had 9 meetings here as well, yes? So there are 18 meetings in, what, three days? So the brother's pretty exhausted and so am I. And some of you maybe as well. But was it worth it? Absolutely. But that's only the start. The hard work starts now. So, oh Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name today because you're great. You're the great I am. You're the great creator. You're the wonderful counselor. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Our Father, our Lord, our King, our Savior, our Redeemer. Oh, we bless you today. You've done great things, Lord. Where are we? We are glad. And today, Father, Lord, as I stand before you today, as I stand before, Lord, this people, Lord, these folks here, brothers and sisters of mine now, Lord, in Australia, here in Sydney. Lord, as a father in this nation, Gondwana, as a father, Lord, in Australia, Gubbi Kumra, I cry to you today, Lord, for your blessing to be upon this fellowship in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless this fellowship. On behalf of my people nationally, Lord, we confer on them the blessing of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for increase, increase in the fellowship, increase of souls, Lord, in the name of, you want increase? Yes. Father, we pray for increase. Come on, increase, 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 increase. Fill the place. Fill the place with people, Lord, now, soon, quickly, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that they'll flow out of this place and have to get bigger premises. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, build your kingdom here. Thy will be done here. Thy will be done on earth here in Sydney, here in this fellowship now, and as it's being done in heaven, Father God. Release your angels, Lord, from heaven now. Battalions of them, Lord, to go out into the surrounding areas in Jesus' name and bring them home, bring them home, bring them home. We say, sinner, come home to Jesus. Sinners, come home to Jesus. Koreans, come home to Jesus. Chinese, come home to Jesus. Australians, come home to Jesus. Gubbi Kumra, come home to Jesus. Indians, come home to Jesus. All my unsaved ones out there in the surrounding area, come home. Come home, come home. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now, Lord. Release legions of angels, Lord, to go out there and gather them. And us, Lord, give this fellowship, Lord, a spirit of boldness, whereby they'll go out witnessing in the power and the action of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. A spirit of boldness, Lord. Release the spirit of boldness now on each and every one in the name of Jesus. That's soul winners, soul winners, soul winners. Father God, we pray, increase. For thine alone is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you. Stay here. We want to bless you. We want to pray for you as well. Julie, can you come and pray? Maybe you can, you know, what the Lord has laid on your heart. Oh, yeah. Stephen and Liz as well.
Okay. We are, first of all, our first mandate is to be the house of prayer. So we're going to, because of the house of prayer, and it's such a blessing and honor to have you, Uncle David, here, and brother, to have you, Lloyd, here. So we're going to extract more blessing from you. And we want to bless you too. Okay. So I'm going to kneel down. Is that all right? Okay. Because I want to ask, because we are house of prayer, we are here to stand the gap. Okay. For the things that's been done against our First Nation brothers and sisters. And we want to be taking that humble place. So I'm going to kneel down. Feel free if you want to join me to kneel down, or you want to stand, you want to sit, it's up to you. Father God, Lord, as your house, we come before you and we humble ourselves. Lord, many of us here, Lord, are migrants. Father God, but our children are born here. And Lord, we call this Australia our home. Lord, this beautiful land that you have given. Father God, Lord, we come, Lord, as people of this land. Yes. And we want to ask you to forgive us. Yes. Lord, we stand the gap. Lord, we take on the sins, Lord, that has been committed in this land. Lord, we ask you to forgive us. We ask, Lord, our First Nation brother and sister. Lord, as representative here, Brother Lloyd is here. We ask for forgiveness. Lord, for the sins and the bloodshed that's been poured upon this land against, Lord, the First Nation people, Lord. How, Lord, we as a people, Lord, have plundered, Lord, this land. How we as a people, Lord, have killed, Lord, the young people, the children, rape the women, Lord, Father God, and kill, Lord, the First Nation brothers, Lord. Father God, Lord, that we have oppressed them. Father God, even the nation, Lord, have prospered over the years. Lord, it's not right, Lord, to see, Lord, the First Nation people, Lord, that you have placed as gatekeepers, Lord, of this land, as guardians of this land, Lord, to see, Lord, they are continually oppressed. Father. Father God, Lord, that continue, Lord, in an undignified state before you, God. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness, Father. We ask, Lord, for forgiveness from our First Nation brother and sister, God. Lord, that this atrocity, forgive us, Lord, of this atrocity that's been committed, Lord. Father God, Lord, we ask, Lord, only you, Lord, only you can break, Lord, that chain, Lord. Father God, of unforgiveness, Lord. Father God, forgive us. Lord, allow the First Nation brothers and sisters to forgive us too, Lord. Lord, soften their hearts, melt their hearts, Lord. Father God, to forgive us of everything that's been done, Lord. Father God, sins, Lord, that's been too, even too, Lord, shameful to be mentioned, Lord. Father God, before you. Father God, Lord, we need you to come and heal our land. Heal our land, forgive us. So, Father God, we want to ask, Lord, that Brother Lloyd, Lord, on behalf of his people, Lord, will forgive, Lord, will forgive us and pray a prayer of forgiveness over us, Lord. And Father God, Lord, the sins, Lord, the blood that has been shed, Lord, against, Lord, Father God, the First Nation people, Lord. Father God, there's also a lot of innocent blood, Lord, that we have spilled on this land. Father God, the abortion, Lord. Lord, the blood of, Lord, children being shed, Lord, being aborted, Lord. Father God cries out to you. So we want, Lord, we want to ask, Lord, the First Nation brother, Lord, to forgive us on behalf of his people and to break the curse of bloodshed. Break the curse of abortion in this land. Lord, upon Australia, to break it, Lord. Father God, Lord, as they forgive us, Lord, Father God, hear the prayers. Hear the prayers that's rising up today, Lord. Father God, have mercy and grace upon this land. Because God, your Holy Spirit, Lord, is going to move upon this land. We want it, Lord, for you to cleanse it, Lord, so that your Holy Spirit can move freely, Lord. Lord, and as you will. Lord, so hear our prayers and hear the prayers of our First Nation brother.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Forgive us.
Lord, we've heard the cry of your people here today. Myself, Lord, on behalf of my people nationally, as a national leader in this nation, Lord, I do on my people's behalf, Lord, forgive. Forgive. We do forgive. We do forgive. Let this act, Lord, of forgiveness be registered by the scribing angels now for and on behalf of our people. Right now, in Jesus' name, we forgive. We forgive. We forgive. We let it go. We walk out of the past right now and into the future. Lord, last Friday was a new beginning. It's the 8th of September. Lord, it's the day of a new beginning. It's already started, Father God, and we let it go now. We begin to walk out of our past and into our future with our brothers and sisters from other lands, into our future together, having become brothers and sisters as part of your new creation in this great South land. And Lord, we extend a hand, Lord Gubbi Kumra, we extend a hand of friendship, Lord, to our brothers and sisters that have come from to us from other nations. I thank you, Lord, on behalf of Gubbi Kumra, Lord, that you've brought them to us to help us, Lord, to help to bring us into a place of forgiveness, to help to bring us into a place of extending our hands in welcome. And we welcome you today. Lord, I welcome my folk here today, Lord, as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, together carrying the battle to the gates of the enemy together. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, heal. 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 Father, begin a massive healing process across the nation. Lord, starting from the north and the south and the east and extending into the west and the center. Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, now go and help to bring us together further, Lord, down the road into the future in Jesus' name. And for your glory, Lord, for your glory we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, the abortions that are constantly going on, Father, again we cry to you that in wrath remember mercy. Lord, that in wrath remember mercy. Lord, we're sorry. We're sorry, Lord, for these abortions. They should not be happening. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. We stand like Daniel of old stood for the sins of his people, and we today stand together, Lord. We're sorry, Father. Forgive us, we pray in Jesus' name. Cleanse us, Lord. Wash us. Purify us with the precious blood of Jesus. The precious blood of Jesus will cleanse us and heal us and bring us together. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somehow or other, Lord, we ask you to stop it. Stop it. Put a stop to it. Put a stop to it in Jesus' name. Have us, Lord, that oppose it to rise up and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We cry out now. We say to the abortionists, enough is enough. No more. No more. No more. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For your glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the release, Lord. Lord, as a guardian, Lord, over this land that's proclaimed, Lord. And Father God, I ask you to move, Lord, in such a mighty way. Father God, our prosperity, Lord, is in our children, Lord. So Father God, Lord, we will ask, Lord, for covering of the blood of Jesus upon this land, Lord, that no more, Lord, sacrifices of children, Lord, be made to you, Lord, and innocent blood be shed, Lord. Father God, Lord, we as a church, Lord, believe, Lord, in your destiny for the First Nation brothers and sisters, Lord. And Father God, we ask, Lord, that you bless them, Lord, Father God, and you raise them up, Lord, to their full destiny, Lord, as is in your heart, Lord. Let it be done, God, Father God. They, Lord, out of their mouths will proclaim, Lord, your word, Lord, and you will not go back to you void, Lord. But Father God, Lord, you will have so much power and authority, Lord, to release, God, Father God, healing and reconciliation, Lord, and forgiveness, Lord, Father God, on this land, Lord. Lord, we want our brothers, Lord, and sisters from the First Nation to rise up, Lord. And Father God, Lord, even as they have prayed, Lord, against, Lord, for deliverance, Lord, of abortions, of children being sacrificed to you, Lord, from us, Lord, that Father God, Lord, that you will come, Lord, and you'll break, Lord, the chains of the enemy, Lord. That, Lord, we want, Lord, to see the young people live their life and live long lives, Lord. That, Lord, no more, Lord, will the enemy steal, Lord, the destiny of the young people from them, Lord. Father God, Lord, we want, Lord, to see, Lord, the young people of the First Nations rise up, Lord. Father God, Lord, as men and women of destiny of this land, Lord. And Father God, we want to see them, Lord, be dignified with their heads held high, Lord. Father God, to live, Lord, prosperous life according to your word, Lord. Father God, come and break the addictions, Lord, and Father God, over the First Nation people, Lord, that no longer be slaves, Lord. Father God, Lord, to addictions, Lord. Or, Lord, Father God, to perversions, Lord. Father God, come and break that stronghold in Jesus' name, Lord. Let your blood, Lord, flow, Lord, in the First Nation people and cover them, bring them back to Christ, Lord. Father God, we release, Lord. Lord, we want to ask you, Lord, to rise them up, Lord, to the full destiny of this land, Lord. Father God, Lord, no longer be children anymore, Lord. But Lord, Lord, they have, Lord, a destiny in you, Lord, in this time and season, God. They're not rejected by the Father, Lord. But Father God, you love them so much. Lord, we want to see that come to pass, Lord. Father God, in their children, Lord, in the communities, Lord. Father God, Lord, to bring them the hope in Christ, Lord. So, Lord, Father God, the children, Lord, is so precious before you. Lord, we dedicate, Lord, our children to you again. They belong to you. So come and encounter, Lord, the children of this land. Come and encounter them in a very, very powerful way. In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen, 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 amen. Okay, let's all stand. We're going to sing, "This is our land." This is the Great South Land of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to open up this time for the ministry. Pastor David and Gabi Kumra is here to pray for you. We're going to pray for any healing, you know, that kind of thing. It's time for ministry. We're going to pray for Angela, definitely. We're going to pray for Angela and any other people. We're going to sing the Great South Land of the Holy Spirit, if we can get ready here. Thank you. I won't play. Okay. We're going to sing it through. We're going to open up the floor for ministry. I know we're going a little longer today, but you know, God is in it. He's in it. So just extend. Thanks. Angela and others, if you actually want some time, ministry of prayer, why don't you come forward? Okay, I'm going to invite two men to come and minister to you in prayers. Anyone has anointing oil? Do we have anyone has oil? If you have oil, just bring it over here. Yeah, thank you, Peter. Amanti? Okay. Yeah, we'll start with Angela. We're gonna just gently sing. Turn your eyes, and if you, unless you're going out for coffee.